9/11, 2022, 21 years after a day where nobody died and nobody got hurt, period. There was a controlled demolition of buildings, all by plan, all by script. The idea of repurposing the two became 1/21. The so-called inversion of two into one, trans and transformation. Now, with transformation, you have the idea of the black swan, right? The changing, or a time of change. So when you know that what 9/11 is at its base, you're dealing with a spell, as all words are spells, but you're dealing with the destruction spell. As you go into an idol, the idea of nine, it's think of it as a golden calf, it's a belief. Now, if you put your belief on this idol, if you worship that idol, which is giving it belief, doesn't matter what you think about the words. The power is manifest, right? So then you worship this golden calf, this idea that was presented to you, right? Through the magic of the Hollywood, right? Beyond a place on the map, the Hollywood, the idea of the magic wand, right? So then you are going to now witness. If that is your witness, you must then witness the details. If you witness the details, and those details offer death to someone else as your witness, you are a spiritual murderer. The reason being is you brought a demon, a lie into the room. You brought someone else into a state of mourning for someone. An idea of a person that does not exist for real. So then, in this place, you will account for that. Now think a count, a number. You brought a number into the room. Think of it as a show, an act. Hey, let me see the latest number. You brought that number into the room and you made it dance. All right? And now for that, you will pay. All right. Because if I'm going to be your second witness, I will place that death unto your very soul. And that weight, like a yoke, is upon you until you release it, give it away. Stop believing on a lie. And then you will stop spreading that lie to others. You will stop infecting them. All right? So again, 21 years, all right? The idea of the 21 or the two into one, the two became one, the transformation, the black swan. Now, I've told you all that before. So if you're then spending your time, bickering about the details, the devil's in the details, the lies in the details. If that's what you're doing is spending your time bickering about the details, you are not living. You are dying daily to that non-existent God or idea or light that you, by your own freed will, put between your temples, your left and right. And you let it live there and you let it consume you. Because time, as I've told you before, is your only currency in this existence. You exist on the plane of existence, which has deviations called depth and elevation. Within this game board, you walk around and you exist. Do not lie to one another. Do not spread false witness to one another. To lie to someone is not to love someone. period. All right? So then, when you talk to people about 9/11, give them the truth of the understanding, the 9, the 10, the 11, the idea of falling back into the abyss. All right? The idea of Samson bringing the towers down upon himself, sacrificing to the idea of the internal law. Entertainment is not law. Entertainment is what you view and what you believe on and what keeps you consumed and contained within the envelope as you live in a wet cell electromagnetic envelopment. That is where you exist. So then, the way out, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus brings you out, puts you on the other side of the veil of that green door. The green door that looks solid in front of you, that entertains you, that brings you into this place daily, into death daily. It is nothing more than a mirage. You can walk straight through it. Right? So before you die another day, back into this demon-filled world, and demons are nothing but liars, a lie is a demon, take the time to ask for true life, true living water, and the Lord Jesus Christ freely will give it to you in abundance. And you will be brought home to your Creator, and you will be given true life. Because until that happens, you are nothing but a corpse. And I am your second witness to that. All right? Now, cheers. Be blessed.